Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Chaf, and we are on Yud Tesma base. Again, today will be the last daf here from Eretz Yisrael, and then we will be the next couple of daf, and will be a couple of days from the last cycle. And Hashem, until we get into a regular set schedule from Cam Kaley, that'll be Beit Hashem is starting in a couple of days. Not sure exactly which day, but as done in the past, we will try to be doing it the night before, so that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael also will have it in time. Okay, today's Daf Chaf Yud Tes Amid Beis. We are starting with five lines from the bottom, and we'll pick up with Hahu Chamra. We just had the Mishnah about chain. Remember, this is the Perek, Ketzer Regel. That's the second Perek, where we are talking. The Mishnahs in this Perek are all explaining the Mishnah from Tesvav Mabez back in the end of the first Perek. So we started off talking about Regel. The line in that Mishnah that says, HaRegel Mu'edes L'Shbar B'Derech Yilucha. And yesterday was the daf of HaShein Mu'edes L'Chos HaRoyla. That was the line that the Gemara is explaining. So now, within that discussion, we have the following ideas. Hahu Chamra. Da'achal Nama U'palsi L'Sala. There was a donkey that was eating bread, but besides eating the bread, he also ate the basket that the bread was in. Palsi Lasala. Chaive Rav Yehuda Lishalim Nezek Shalim Anahama Viasala Chati Nezek. Rav Yehuda said that the donkey owner had to pay Nezek Shalim for the bread, because that's Shane, and Karen for the Sala, for the basket, because it is unusual for a donkey to eat a basket, and therefore he had to pay Chati Nezek on that. That's called Karen. They asked the Gemara of Yamai, why do you break that up? Kivan to orche lamechal nama orche nami lefsule lefluse sala. What do you mean? But is it normal once the donkey is eating the bread, what, he's going to stop and say, oh, okay, this is a basket? No, he's not focusing. The donkey is just eating. And therefore, once it's normal to eat the bread, wouldn't we say it's also normal to chew on the basket? And therefore, everything should be nezek shalim. It should be shame for everything. Answer, da'achal v'hader palis. You're right, if he would have eaten the bread and the basket at the same time, then we would say he's chayv nezek shalim on it all. But here he finished eating the bread, and then he ate the basket. Right, so that's unusual, that's Karen, and therefore you would only pay chatzi nezek. So as the Gemara, pas urchehu, what, bread is normal? Baskets are not normal for donkeys, but bread is normal for a donkey? But for a menu, we had another brisa that says, achla, pas, ubasar, vitavshil. If an animal eats bread, meat, or a cooked item, mishalim, chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek only. So which animal is being discussed here? It just says achla. So my la bibehema. Isn't this brisa talking about behema? And therefore we see from there that a behema, it's not normal for the behema to eat bread. Right, only barley, which is known as animal food. So, isn't this against everything, even the bread line? The Gemara answers, no. Three answers. Number one, Bechaya. Number one, maybe, well, actually not yet. Right, Chaya is an undomesticated, non-domesticated animal. That's the one that's not normal to eat bread. But when it comes to other animals that are domesticated, chamor, so then that would be normal to eat bread. Number one, chaya, basar, or chayu. One second, but what about a chaya? It's normal to eat meat, right, by a chaya? So fine, you explained the bread, but what about basar? So Gemara says, dematvi, where it is, I'm sorry, Chaya, basar, or chayu, it is orchei, and therefore you should not pay chati nezek, right? You should pay nezek shalim. So answer, no, there are three ways that it is, maybe it is not normal. Dematvi, it is roasted. Redachai doesn't eat roasted meat, only raw meat. V'ibayaseima batavya, or we're talking about a tzvi, who, that's what the Bryce is talking about, that it's not normal for a tzvi to eat bread or meat, a deer. V'ibayaseima, or finally the last answer, la'olam bibehema ubipasura. We're talking about an animal, a behema, going back to our previous answer. Not a chaya, but a behema. I behema. We said that a behema, the brisa says that it is not normal, even on the bread. Answer, no, that's where the bread is on the table. Pesura, according to our girsa, that's what we have. Pesura is a table. Rashi, bottom Rashi. Upsura sha'al ha-shulchan achlu she'ein darko bakach. It's not normal for the animal to go up on the table to eat the bread, and therefore that's called Mishuneh, that's called Karen. That's interesting, especially if you see Rashi in light of Rabbeinu Chananel, the other sheet in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel says, he has a different girsa here. He doesn't have Petzora. If you look on the bottom, he says Pituta, which is Petitot, which are some of the other Rishonim also had this girsa. What does that mean? It means crumpled crumbs of bread. Crumbs of bread. Right, bitocha marak, inside the soup. What is it? Not a telling you with a table. It's pieces of bread that are tiny, crushed up. That's what it means here, Pesor. What's the issue here? The Rashba here quotes both Deos, Machlokas Rashi Rach, who says, you know what Rabbi Chananel argues? Spot, place, does not make it into Karen. Karen is defined by an action. Just because something happens to be an unusual place, that doesn't affect the fact that whether it's Karen or Shane. That's why Rabbi Chananel will argue on Rashi. Rashi would say no. Even if it's normal food to eat, but if it's in an abnormal place, that's enough to be called Karen. Right? That's the Machlokas. The Rashba quotes Rashi. Rashi's Girsa of Pesora, and the Rashba doesn't like it. V'hu tema. V'chi ma shinsazu imachla ochlin haru'uyim ameagabi ha-sholchan. V'chi ha-sholchan osa shinui. Right, that's the Rashba's question. What would Rashi answer? Yes! Right, because the Rashba's answer is, the Rashba's question though is, what's the difference between the next line of the Gemara we'll have on the top of Amud Aleph about a goat jumping up on top of a barrel? Right, we're going to say that's normal, so why isn't this normal? So he calls Rabbeinu Chananel, Garis, Bepituta, Behu Agirsa Hanachona, Vumi Lashon Petitin. Past snuma bekara vein zadak alechol kemo dematvi lechaya. Just like roasted for a deer, so too this is. That's my machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rashi explains whether makom is considered a shinui or not. Point number one. The other point to mention is another line in Rashi, and that is the first line. What was the first line? The case of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, in the case where the animal ate the bread and the basket, he paid nezek shalem on the bread and chatzi nezek on the basket. One second. We paskin lamaskana palganizka knasa. We paskin. It's a fine. Rav Yehuda was an amora. He was the talmid of Rav and Shmuel. So what kind of knasas were they doing in his day? Right? What do you mean? There was no more Sanhedrin. Right? So what do you mean he paskin that way? So Rashi says, third wide line, right, this is what Rashi's answering, even though he doesn't explain the question. Third wide line, v'yimlo chatzi nezek d'mishunehu, u'kigon she'tafas nizak. Right, we're talking about a case where the nizak was toe-face. De'ein donin dine knasas b'bavel u'palgan izka knasa. Remember what we said Rashi. There's no donin dine knasas, so it must be if there was tfisa. And this is what we mentioned from the Rush at the end of the first parak, whether tfisa would work in this case. And whether this tfisa is different than other knasos, because usually we assume that the knas does not exist until the gemar din. And was there a gemar din? There's bezin du gemar din be knasos, but just doesn't collect. But that's Rashi where there was tfisa. If you look in the Rashba says if you have knasos that are very common, so those are nigve even in Bavel. That gets into the sugya of shlichu sayu. But said the Rashba, which comes up later in the Masechta. Even though you don't judge this, shiny chavilos deshlichi, the bekol midi deshchiach avdina shlichusayu. Anything that is very common, then the bezdin has the authority to judge those cases also. The ein tzarach lahamid ma'isem elu dafka betetafas. Again, he says you don't have to say like Rashi that it was dafka tafas. The inami, or what we said earlier, ba'omer kavoli zimna lemesak la'aretz Yisrael k'moshe pirshu k'sas ben agdolim. They were in Bavel, right? So maybe it was that they wanted to force the guy to come to Eretz Yisrael. Either way, that was a couple of suggestions. What is the case here? Okay, there's a rivet also in the Rush in that piece about tfisa that even if Bezdin is not magvina on knasos, it could be they will encourage very strongly the people involved to pay it, even though it's not obligatory per se, because they don't have that authority. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Chaf and Aleph on top. Hahu barcha dechaza lifta apuma dedana. There was a goat. There was an aes, Rashi says, that saw a turnip on top of a barrel. So he sees this. What does he do? Sarich, sulik. So he goes, climbs up, and he achlo lifta. He eats the turnip on top of the barrel. But once he's there, the top of the dana, the barrel breaks. So similarly, this is why the Rashba said that Rashi's shot is wrong. We said earlier, because here the Gemara is about to say this is normal, right, to eat the turnip on top of the barrel. So why is that different than the turnip? Rashi would say it's different, right, on a table and on a barrel. A barrel is not a place where people eat. Animals won't go where people eat. On top of a barrel, the animal might not be so hesitant there. So Rashi could still be mechalik between the cases. But either way, what's the halacha? Chive rava alifta v'adana nezek shalem. Rabbah was Machayiv, Nezek Shalem on both. on both the barrel and the turnip. My time, kivan to urche lemecha lifta, urchenami, lisaruche ulamisalek. Right? It's normal behavior. Just like we said before, it's normal to keep eating the basket if it was one maisa. So to here, it is normal to break the barrel. Omar Ilfa, says Ilfa, who we like to talk about. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in Tainus, where Ilfa did not go back to the yeshiva, and Rabbi Yochanan did. And Ilfa, throughout Shas, comments that if I would have gone back to the yeshiva, I could have been even a greater gadol than Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll see at the end if there's more time to review that story. But Amar Ilfa says, Behema Bershus Harabim Upashtet Savara V'yachlobi Agave Chaverta. So we know Shein and Regel is Pater and Bershus Harabim. Right? That was Befer Shalacha we had back in the first parak. So what happens though if there are two animals in the street? And one of them goes to the basket of food on the back of the other animal and eats some. Is that called Rishus Harabim? Because they're both standing in Rishus Harabim. Or is that called Rishus HaYachid? Because it is privately owned property on top of the animal in the street. So what is that? And do you go by the Svara? Remember, we had a machlokes between the Rif and the Rush. Do you go by the Svara of Tershen and Regel? Is that just Xeris HaKasiv? Shein Regel, Pater Rishus Harabim, period. Or, if you remember, the Rif added in three words. The Rif, when he quoted the Ptur of Shein and Regel in Rishus Harabim, what did the Rif say? Let me just find the line again. The Rif quoted three words, Aleph Amid Beis, in the Dafei Arif. Mishum D'Urchayuhu. Because it's normal behavior for animals to walk in the street, and for animals to trample and to eat. And the Rush said, wow, that's interesting, it's a Svara, it's not a Xeris HaKasiv. So, every time there's an application of this, the Gemara discusses. So here, what does the Gemara say? Once the animal eats it on the knapsack of his friend, of the next animal, chayeves. Chayeves. Why? My taima, gabe chaverta, kechatzer hanizak dami. That's like chatzer hanizak. Right. Is it legally chatzer hanizak? Right. It's not chatzer hanizak, it's the street, but it could be, logically, it's chatzer hanizak. What? The animal, this is not normal. You can't expect this. The animal, you have to, the mazik should have to guard his animal, right, of eating from the back of the other animal. Either way, this is Ilfa's statement. There is a machlokes rishonim here. Did the animal have to jump? Did the animal have to do anything unusual? Or was the animal stam walking and he turned its head and ate? Right, so that is a machlokes. Look, Rashi does not mention anything about jumping, about kofetzes, right? And the Baal HaMor says beferish. There was no jumping here. The Gemara in a few lines from now is going to say the ukimta of kofetzes of jumping. But pashtus, there was no jumping here. But if you look in the Rif says here, no. If the animal just turned its head and nibbled at the knapsack on the back, that's normal. That's Shein and Regel, Pater and Rishus HaRabim. Maybe it's the Rif Lishitaso. Right, this is dafka only kofetzes. If you jump, so then that would be considered something that is not expected. If you look at Rabbeinu Peretz here, Rabbeinu Peretz also expands upon it a little bit, and the Rabbeinu Peretz says, "V'nire." Let me just find a line. She tzricha lifshot savara ulahagbiho. It has to stretch a little bit its neck. Shemhaisa kubasa mufsheles umushul sheles harbe vihaisa ocheles visham derech hilucha below pshita savara afil ilfa pater. If the animal didn't have to do anything difficult stretching, then of course pater. That's regular shein in Rishus HaRabim. Right, the only thing here, he says, Rabbeinu Peretz, it must be where the animal had to stretch a little bit. Maybe it didn't jump, like the Gemara is about to say soon, but it had to stretch a little bit. But either way, that's Ilfa's Chiddush. Ilfa says if the animal eats from the back of the other animal, so then there's going to be a Chiyuv. That is not Shein and Rishus HaRabim. Lema Messiah way. So let's say maybe there is a Brisa that supports this. Haisa chupasu mufshalas lachorav. If somebody has a knapsack, a bag, thrown on his back. Upashtet savar v'achlami man, and the animal ate from it. Chayeves. So you see a Brisa. Exactly what Ilfa says. So Gemara says, no, Kidama Rava Bikofet says that Brisa is talking about when the animal jumps up and stands on its hind legs to be able to get the food. Hachanami Bikofet says, so just like Rava says elsewhere, it's talking about a jumping case, so too with this Brisa, there might be a jumping case, which is not a riot to Ilfa, which was less than a jumping case. Right? Even the Rif and the others can't say it's mamish jumping, because the Gemara here contrasts Kofetzes to to Ilfa's case. So, but it could be that doing something unusual even before. Says the Gemara, and when it says chayiv, therefore, in the Brisa, it just means chasi nezek. Does not mean shame. Hecha itmar de Rava, where did Rava say his case of kofetzes of jumping? Aha, on the following, dam Rav Oshia, behema versus arabim. Hal chava achla batura. An animal in the street that goes, that eats batura, that's shame. Amda va achla chayeves. But if the animal stops and eats chayeves, ask the Gemara why. Maishna halcha de urchehu. Why, if the animal is going and eating, it's normal. Amda nami urchehu. Isn't that regular? Normal, shame. Amar Rava, bikofetzes. That's where Rava said, if the animal is jumping on the back of the other animal, so that's where it's Karen Chatzi Nezek. Right? Ironically, as we said, the more normal it is, the more you're going to be putter. Right? Because you're putter in Rishas Arabim. But because it is strange here, that is why Kofetzes, that is what is considered unusual. Kasha of the Rishonim. So what about the case on top of the Amud of Ahu Barcha? Isn't that Kofetzes also? Right there we said it's normal, you're chayav nezek shalem. We just said if an animal jumps onto another animal, so that's called keren, that's not normal to eat something from the back of the other animal. But eating a turnip on top of a barrel, that's normal, the Gemara assumes. What's the difference between the two? So all the achronim try to give different chilukim, right? One is there's jumping and climbing. Right, the difference between what was done. Right, what does the Gemara say on top? Sarich selik. Sarach is like it grabs on and it climbs up. That's normal. To jump and stand on the hind legs to eat on the back of the animal, the Gemara assumes that is not called, that's not called normal. Says the Amshel Shlomo, that's the chilek. The Pnei Yeshua suggests maybe there's a difference between types of animals. Behema gasa and behema daka. You have a goat or some other little skinny animal, so that might be normal for it to jump up a little bit. A cow? Right, or a larger animal to do that, that's not called normal, that's the chilek, behemadaka, right? Or, right, the other case was like, how much do you need? He was talking about Shane, it was just a rabbin, right? How much do you need to overcome that? So to overcome that, maybe that would be, that's why kofetzes is enough, but not in Rosh Hashanah. All different suggestions given by the achronim to be machalik between the cases. Okay, boy Rabbi Zeira, misgalgel mahu. What about a case of misgalgel? What is misgalgel? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what is the pshat of the question of the Gemara? Misgalgel, let's do Rashi first. What if an animal, let's say, takes something from my backyard, rolls it into the street, and then eats it there? Is that Shane in Rishos HaRabim? Do you go by where it was taken from, or do you go by where it was eaten? That's Rashi's pshat of misgalgel. Which do you go by? Number one. And let's read the Gemara according to that, and then we'll see Tosfos. Misgalgel mahu hechi dami kigo dekaima amir birshas hayachid. Then amir, there's a pile of animal fodder in birshas hayachid. They call misgalgel va'asi mirshas hayachid which is a rabim, and the animal rolls it into the street, and now the animal eats it in the street. My, so what is the halacha there? What is the halacha if the animal rolls it from one place to another place? Do you go by Rashi on the fourth line on top? My. Basar achila azlinan upetura. Do you go by where it was eaten in Rishus Arabim? Oh, basar the shakla azlinan. Do you go by where it was taken from? The chayeves and chayev. Vehu adinami. And Rashi says the same thing would it be the opposite. I behema birshus hanizak va'amir birshus arabim. If he started from the street, the gilgalto birshus arabim lirshus ayachin. I basar achila azlinan. Chayeves, because it's in Rishas Hayachid. The Ibasa the Shalai Azlina Petura. According to Rashi, it's all about where, do you go by the action of Hezek, or do you go by where the source is? And it might relate to whether it's a Svara or a Gzeiras HaKasev. If it's based on a Svara, then you might say that if the animal took it from the street, right, that might be, you know, something that is expected. So you're going to be Potter, even if he ate it in Rishas Hayachid, or vice versa. Right, so that's the that is Rashi pshat of what misgalgel is. If you look at Tosfos quotes this, but Tosfos doesn't like this based on the Gemara later on, because the Gemara later on seems to say explicitly that putter, and also the language of misgalgel. Tosfos doesn't like the language of misgalgel like that. Tosfos assumes that what happens if an animal, the nearer look at the fourth line of Tosfos. This is the case under discussion. Kigon dekaimi peros versus anizak. It's one directional. There are Peiros in Rishus HaNizak. Umigalgale va'asi l'rishus harabim. They're on their way out. They are rolling. Misgalgal means they are rolling by themselves. De'ilav shahabehema ma'akvason bepiha v'yachalton. The animals in my rishus. It's in the rishus anizak. But the fruit are on their way to the street. The animal stops them and eats them before it gets to the street. So what's that called? The fruit are on their way. So if the animal wouldn't have eaten it, so far laniach rishus harabim. That's the question. Is that called fruit in rishus harabim because that's where it was heading? Or do I say no? The animal ate it in rishus anizak, and therefore it should be chayiv in rishus anizak. That is the question. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Okay. Either way, let's continue the Gemara. Tashma. What's the halacha? Tashma. The Gemara says. The Tani Rebbe Chia asked the father, tries to bring a raya. And also another a little hint to Tosfos is why does the Gemara only quote explicitly one direction, not the other direction? Tosfos said that's another raya to me, right? According to Rashi, it's both directional. That's Rashi says. Rashi obviously knows the other pshat and doesn't like it. He wants to say this pshat. Maybe Rashi would say, of course, that you go by where the egg was eaten. Who cares what would have been? The animal has it right now. He stopped it. It was Rosh Hashanah Nizak. Right? Each of these machlokos have conceptual nuggets behind them. So Tashma says the Brisa, the Tani Rebbe Chia, Masui Miksaso Bifrimu Miksaso Bachutz. You have a big, huge bundle that's partially inside, partially outside. Achla Bifnim Chayeves, Achla Bachutz Petura. So if the animal ate inside, Chayev. Outside Pater. So what's the case? Under discussion. So we think, oh, maybe it's Miskalgel. My lad Miskalgel Vasi. Isn't this the case? If the animal ate it inside, right, according to Rashi, if the animal ate it inside, doesn't matter where it took it from. If the animal ate it outside, doesn't matter where it took it from. So isn't that what it's talking about? So where it says no. Lo, Ema Achla Almasha Bifnim Chayeves. Almasha Bechutz Petura. No, it means if it ate what was inside, it took it inside and ate it inside. And outside, nothing to do with misgalgel, says the Gemara. V'bayisema, or similar, kikam Rebbe Chia, bepsila das pasta. Or maybe he's talking about one long item that was on the border. And the animal ate the inside part on the inside, the outside part on the outside. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that you can have the same item that partially you're pater for, partially you're chaya for. Which really makes it sound like Zeres HaKasif. Right, not like the riff said before, oh, what's normal? If you have the same item, right, the same item here, it's normal here, it's not normal, it's not impossible, but it's more mechudash. But that is the Gemara. Okay, Adkan, discussions of those types of details of shame. Now we continue, Achla Ksus v'chulu. The Mishnah, if you remember, said, if an animal eats fruit and vegetables, the animal's going to be pater in Rishus HaRabim. But if the animal ate a shirt in Rishus HaRabim, the animal's going to be chayev chati nezek. And then the Mishnah said, this is only in Rishus HaNizak, but in Rishus HaRabim Pater. So what is that third line going on? Only on line one or also on line two? Again, line one said, Shane is muad to eat fruit. That's line one. Number two, Shane is Pater for eating a shirt. Right, not Pater, Pater Nezek, Shalim, Chayiv Chati Nezek. And then we say that's only in Rishus HaNizak. But in Rishus HaRabim Pater, that for sure applies to line one, that Shane and Regulus Pater in Rishus HaRabim. What about Karen eating a shirt? Is that also going to be Pater in Rishus HaRabim? Is it going on that too or not? So Machlokas. Ahai, what is that going on? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Akulu. Rav says it's going on everything, meaning, amazing, if an animal eats a shirt in Rishus HaRabim, Rav says Pater. Pater, it's Karen, it's Chati Nezek. Why Pater? My time, Kol hamishaneh uba acher v'shina bo patur. Because in this case, it's an unusual Karen. It's not just an animal that's something strange in the street, which is regular Karen. The animal did something strange after the Nizak did something strange. Why did he leave his shirt in the middle of the street? That's something strange. So if he does something strange, and then my animal, as a reaction to that, does something strange, the halacha is patur. It's not regular Karen. Call him a Shana Bacher, a Shina Bo Potter. That is Rav's Shita. Let's we'll talk about the Svar for this in a minute, but let's first finish the Machlokas. Ushmuel Amar, no. Lo Shana Ela Peres V'Yarakosh. Shmuel says, no. The Ptur is only going on Shane and Regel in Rishus HaRabim. Avoksus V'Kelim Chayeves. Baksus v'kelim, which is keren, you'd be chayiv, chatzi nezek, in rishos harabim. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. V'cheinam Reish Lakish akula, Reish Lakish agrees to Rav, is going on all. V'yazda Reish Lakish l'taymei, and Reish Lakish goes l'shitaso. Again, what's the svara for Rav and Reish Lakish? Kol ha-mishaneh, u'ba'acher v'shinabo, putter. If the other guy does something strange first, it's not my fault. Where do you see that also? De'amar Reish Lakish says as follows later on also, shtei paros birshos harabim. Two cows are in the street. Achas revutz of achas valeches. One is lying down. That's not normal for a cow to lie down in the street. And one is walking. Ba'ata mahaleches b'revutza, if the one who is walking kicked the one that was lying down, p'tura. Why? Because the one lying down is doing something strange, and now the one that kicked, as a reaction, kol ha'mishaneh ba'achav v'shinah ba'pater. Right, that's the principle. Revutza b'maleches chayeves. But the one who's lying down kicks the one that's walking, chayeves, because that's just regular keren. Chatzi nezek. For Rabbi Yochanan, so Reish Lakish agrees to Rav. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar No, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Shmuel here. Lo Shono Laperes V'Yerakos Avoksus V'Kelim Chayeves. Rabbi Yochanan could agree here to Shmuel. Lame Rabbi Yochanan less late the Reish Lakish Afilu B'Shtei Paris. Does Rabbi Yochanan even argue in the other case, the cow case, is exactly the same thing like Reish Lakish? The Gemara says Lo. It could be there's a difference between the cases. La olam islay. Really, he holds of the cow case. Meaning, if the walking cow kicks the lying cow, putter. Why? Ksus av the inchi demanchi glimi umispechi. Sometimes people put their clothes down for a little bit to rest. That's people don't. You put your knapsack down for a minute. Avo behema laborcha. An animal lying down on the street, that's not normal. That's more of a shinui, and therefore he's going to say, in that case, it's really that animal's fault, and therefore he would agree putter in that case. Stop there for a minute. So what's the svara for Rav / Reish Lakish? Kol ha'mishaneh ba'achav v'shinah ba'pater. What is the svara? So first of all, Tosfos. Tosfos not here, but Tosfos in 12 lot from now. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, this is only where we could somehow attribute the reaction, as I formulated it a minute ago, that it's a reaction. It's only if the second shinui has something to do with the first shinui. The animal ate the shirt because the shirt's in the street. That's what's normal, and that's what caused the animal to do something strange. The first shinui has to cause the second shinui. Tosfos says on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, para revutza garma lala mahalecha shetivotba. Right, the lying down cow causes the walking cow to kick it. The ain labala parli zayir shematim sapar revutza versus arabim v'tivot paparaso. How am I supposed to know it's going to be a cow lying down? And therefore, it's where the first shinui causes the second shini. Says the Birch Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber on this line. Right, the Baruch Ber on Baba Kama Simen Tezayin. In this case, is it a mazik with a p'tur? Or is it not even a mazik at all? How would we formulate this? Kol ha'mishaneh u'ba'acher v'shinah ba'pater. Is that a p'tur tashlumin, or is not even a mazik? So he assumes the latter. This isn't even called mazik in this case. If the other person was mishaneh first, da p'tur hu b'din mazik, she'ein lo din mazik hecha tahaya harishon mishaneh, u'kimo shneihem rishus o shneihem shelo rishus. Right, if the animal comes in and to my rishus, and then my animal damages his animal, or he puts his fruit into my rishus, of course I'm going to be putter. Is that a mazik with a p'tur tashlumin? No, I'm not mazik. If you're in my rishus, I'm not a mazik. So says the Rebbe Shmuel, he assumes here too. Hachanami, para revutza garma l'mahaleches shetivot. V'av shebimahaleches bo'ata b'miskavein, even though the walking animal kicked the animal lying on the street. You look at the picture in a vacuum. Of course, that's mazik. The animal kicked the other animal. No, ein l'shei mazik. Dibibehema gam miskavin shayach adin tlotia mazik adei revutza garma l'shetivo. That's the way that the Birch Shmuel explains this line, that it wouldn't be a mazik at all. There is a fascinating question then from Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Siman Kubetzes here says, what did we just say? So if somebody does something strange, so then the one who also called Mishana Bakar Vishina Ba Pater. So why do you need a pasik for Shane and Regel Pater, which was a rabbin? Right? If somebody leaves their fruit in the middle of the street without guarding it, so of course my animal's Pater. Kolamishana Bacha Rishinaba. Ask Rabbeinu Ephraim, what do you need a pasuk for to teach me Shani Ragal Pater Rishos Arabim? It's obvious. You leave your stuff in the street and my animal tramples on them. Of course I'm going to be Pater. Because you are Mishana. Ikshar Rabbeinu Ephraim, my Itzrech Lim Ute Ubir Bistei Acher. Liftar Rishos Arabim, typically, Kolamishana Bacha Rishina Pater. You know there's got to be an answer to this, Kasha. Right? It's such a strong question, you know there's got to be an answer. V'yesh Lomar answers Rabbeinu Ephraim, D'lo avi matzi l'me'ute meha. D'lo avi matzi l'me'mar shinabo shahare mu'an mitchilaso. What did Tosfos say? The svara is, if there's a shinui, and then there's another shinui done. Here there was a shinui, and then something normal done. So you wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said, if the animal is trampling, if the animal is eating normally, that's not called uba'acher v'shinaba. So that's why there's a difference between other cases. You have to figure out why that is. You know, why is it only? You might say, once it's your fault, you were Mishana, so it's your fault. Doesn't matter if I was Mishana or acted normally. But that's what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots, fourth wide line. V'kama, so v'imnenis mishalamid v'ashenenis, v'chulu. The Mishnah said that even in Rishus HaRabim, if my animal does shein, I'm pater from damages, but I do have to pay based on the hana'a that my animal got. So how much do I have to pay? V'kama, machlokas, Rabba amr d'mei amir. Rabba says I have to pay the value of straw. I mean, even if my animal ate something very fancy, but the hana'a, I would have only given the animal straw. So I only have to pay for the straw. How much the quantity, whatever he ate, substitute that for straw and how much it would have been worth. Rava amar no, d'mei sa'orim bizol. My animal ate barley. Fancy barley? So I have to pay for barley. But not full price. I wasn't going to give him the fancy barley. I would have given him, if I would have gotten a good price on barley, I would have gone up and paid for it. So this basically demeans two-thirds. I would have to pay two-thirds of the going rate for barley. That's what it means. Nanis, Mishlanis, Nashananis. Tani Kavasi the Rabba, Tani Kavasi the Rabba. There's a support for each one. Tani Kavasi the Rabba. Rishir Mayachai Omer. Ein Mishalem Es El Dmei Omer Bilvad. Rishir Mayachai says, you only pay Dmei Omer. Straw. Tani Kavasi the Rabba. Im Nanis, Mishalem Es Bashananis. Ketzad. Achla Kavo Kabayim. If you ate that amount, Ein Omer Tishalem Dmeihem. You don't pay the full amount. Ela Omdin. Kama Adam wrote to Lahachila Behemto. Dover Haro'i La. Avopi Sheino Ragil. How much would a person be willing to feed his animal something that is a little fancier than he's used to, but he's going to get a good price for it? Laficha, achla, and that's why you're only going to pay two-thirds. But the price adds in here, laficha, achla, chitin. If the animal eats wheat, which is food for people, right, that the saorim is only machal behema, chitin is machal adam, so if it eats wheat, or dover aroi la, ptura, so then pater, because the animal, the owner of the mazik is not getting any benefit because it's damaging that animal. And as we know, there's many, the Bali Machshava talk about this Pesach and Shavuos time, that the two karbanas we bring, the karban ha-omer on Pesach is brought from the first barley, the karban shtei alechem on Shavuos is brought from the chitim, because we go from the level of machal behema to machal adam, because before we got the Torah, we were like behema, right? Before the 7 weeks, we went out, we had freedom, but we really weren't totally free with the Torah. That's the process of Machal Behema to Machal Adam. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to the sugya, one of the major sugyas in Baba Kama for sure, but maybe even outside of Baba Kama, the sugyas of Zenana Vizelo Chaser. We're about to start that, or Nana Chaser, which is one of the more important sugyas in this Masechta, because this sugya helps crystallize and isolate why a person is obligated to pay in certain cases. Is it because I caused a loss, or is it because I got benefit? Right, where I just damage you, I don't get any benefit. But where there's both. In the cases of Shane, right, that's Shane. Shane, my animal, eats your stuff. What is the root reason I'm obligated? Because I caused you a loss or because I got benefit from it? How do you isolate that? Well, you only have one without the other. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chisla Rami Bar Chama, Lo havas gaban borta. You weren't here last night. Bitchuma, in the tchum. You weren't here. What does the tchum mean? Rashi has 2 days. Either it means it was yesterday, it was Tchum Shabbos, so he was outside the Tchum, so he couldn't come. Or maybe the Tchum means the base Medrash. That's my Tchum. Our Tchum should be the base Medrash. Right? So you weren't here in the Tchum. You weren't here in the base Medrash yesterday. The Boilon, Mili Ma'al-Yusa. We asked a great question. Omar, my Mili Ma'al-Yusa. What question? What were you dealing with? So Omele, Hador b'chatzar chaveiro shalomi daito. If somebody lives in their friend's yard without his das, Tosfos on the next daf on Chaf Aleph says it doesn't only mean without his das. It could even mean with his das, but he didn't say anything. Even if he knows you're there, but he didn't say anything. The Gemara here says he doesn't know about it. But Tosfos on the next daf says even if he knew about it. But he doesn't say anything. But if somebody lives in their friend's house without his das, sarach lahalos lo schar, oh ain't sarach. Does he have to pay rent? You have an apartment that you're not using. I go and live in it without your permission. Do I have to pay rent for that? So the Gemara says, hechidami. Once again, what's the question? E lema b'chatzer de lo kaima la'agra, v'gavr de lo avid l'megar. Are we talking about a case where you have a chatzer, a yard that was not going to be rented? Meaning, it's not chaser. The owner didn't lose anything. V'gavr de lo avid l'megar. But it's talking about a person who wouldn't pay rent anyway. Why wouldn't a person pay rent? Rashi says he has plenty of other houses to live in. Rabbi Nochananel says he's a very chashuv guy. So everybody would give him for free. But either way, if it's talking about a case where it's lo chaser and lo nehene, the Gemara says, ze lo nehene, ze lo chaser. Of course you're not going to pay in that case. You didn't get a loss, I didn't get hana. So ela, what about the opposite? B'chaser, the kaim al-agra, talking about a case where the chaser would have been rented, meaning you're sitting in it caused the guy a loss, and the gavra double amegar, and a guy who usually would pay rent, ze nehene, ze chaser. So then for sure you would be chayiv, ze nehene, ze chaser. So the Gemara answers, Lo tzricha bechatzer da'ot lo kaima la'agra v'gavra da'avil megar. What about the middle case? It's chatzer da'ot lo kaima la'agra. The guy was not going to rent it out. It's lo chaser. But gavra da'avil megar, it was a guy who would have paid rent. That's called zenene v'zeh lo chaser. My, what's the halacha? Matzi amar le ha'mai chasartich. Can the renter say, look, what loss did I cause you? And it caused you a loss. O Dilma Matsyomer, or could the Balabaya say, Hoishanis, Lamaisa, you got benefit. If you got benefit, you have to pay me. That's the question of Zenene Vizelocha. And this comes up Lamaisa, by the way, all the time. Somebody's going somewhere and the guy just wants a lift with you. Does he have to take a share in the tolls? I'm going anywhere. I would have paid the whole toll. You're coming with me, I'm not having any chisaron. But so Zenene Zelochaser is that Chayiv Zapater. It comes up very, very often. Lamaisa. Even before we turn over the page, Tosfos Machlokas. So what about the opposite case? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Zenene Vezechaser for sure Chayiv. Zelonene Vezelochaser for sure Pater. What's the question? Zenene Vezelochaser. What about the opposite? What about Zelonene Vezechaser? That's not asked in the Gemara. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos right here. Tosfos says that if it's ze lo nehene v'zechaser, you're for sure going to be pater. Tosfos and ze afilu b'chaser dekayim la agra. If it's chaser v'gavra de lo avil megar, right? Ze lo nehene havi matzi lemeimar de pater. Tosfos says if there's no hanaa, you're for sure going to be pater. That's Tosfos's view of shein, right? Or we're expanding now. It's not just shein. But Tosfos says the root mechayev is hana'a. And if there's no hana'a, for sure you're not going to be chayev, even though your lack of hana'a, your action, is causing a chaser. Kiva de lo nehene, afa pishagar mefzal l'chaveiro. Even if you cause a hefzah to your friend. Look what Tosfos says. Di afilu girshu mechaveiro mi beso. V'nol del's befanav. What if I threw my friend out of his own house and lived there, and didn't let him in for a week? Tosfos says, I'm a terrible guy, but I'm not going to have to pay him for it. Why? Tahat einze ella grama ba'alma. That's indirect damage. It's not direct. Tosfos even in that case. So to here. Tosfos says if it's a case of zechaser v'zelo nene putter. Who argues? And the Rashba, by the way, quotes three rayas that Tosfos is right. The Rashba quotes Tosfos, and the Rashba quotes from three other Gemaras. Fishor right. He says. He said, I'll give you another example. A goslin. When a goslin returns something, he gives back the item. He doesn't give back money that the guy could have rented it out during the time that it was stolen from him. Right? Because it caused him a loss for that, but he can hanah more from that. He didn't rent it out. And he quotes other rayas as well. He says that he thinks Tosfos is right. Who argues? The Rif. The Rif in Testament Aleph and Daf Yarif. He says, the Farish. even in the case of zechaser v'zelo nehene chayev, meaning lemaisa, right? You cause a chisaron, and if you cause a chisaron, that's also going to be enough lechayev. The Rush discusses that machlokas, but again, fascinating. We don't have time to go deeper, but important to be aware. So what's the halacha about the case the Gemara talks about? Zenene v'zelo chaser. What's the svara? As we said, is hana'a enough to be mechayiv, even though you didn't cause the guy a loss, right? So the way that Achronim formulate this, Reb Chaim says this, you're getting hana'a, but the guy's not getting a loss, so maybe there's an automatic mechila. That's his formulation of the suffix. So you're not causing him a loss, so who says that he's going to be makbid about it? So maybe there's automatic mechila there. Or the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe there's a chiv, but there's kind of like a kofen al midas stom, which we will get to. If he's not losing anything, so not just would people be mochel, but halacha should say that you shouldn't take anything. Kofen al midas stom. There might be other ways to view it, more fundamentally, like Tosas in the Rif just now. Right? Meaning, do you say hana'a is enough to be mechayev? That's the Gemara's question. So here we go. Amalei masisani. So he said, it's a Mishnah. So he said, hey masisan. Why? Which Mishnah? So amalei l'chita shameshli. When you do a service for me, I will answer your question. Shokal sudre, so he took his sudar, his napkin, or his baguette, karachle, he folded it for him. And he says, okay, now I can give you the answer. What was that about? What is this about? So everybody gets into the action here. What was he asking him to do this for? So Rabbeinu Chananel has one line. Serve me k'talmid l'rav. What does that mean? Like a talmid to a rav. So the Maariz Chayis discusses it here, but I'll read it to you from the Rav Shimon Shkup. In the Hakdamah to the Shar Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkup talks about this. He says, in order to get any answer to a question in Torah, you have to trust your Rebbe. You have to have ne'emanus for him. So much ne'emanus, so that if you don't understand what your Rebbe said, you're not going to just say, oh, that's crazy, I don't understand it, but you're going to try to understand it. You're going to have a melus. You're going to say, he's my Rebbe, and I'm going to really try to figure out what he meant, because I trust him and I value him as the Baal HaMesora that puts me, that he's connected, he's in the chain, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, says the Rav Shimon Shkup, in this case he wanted to make sure that what he was going to say, which was not going to be obvious, you know, his Talmud viewed him as his Rebbe. And therefore he asked him to do a little service for him in order to create that relationship, so he knows that, okay, he knows I'm his Rebbe, he's going to work hard to figure out what I said. That's what he writes here. He says, Shebedavar shetzorach iyun v'yegia tali ikara davar im ha-mislamed ma'amin b'ma'alas ha-malamdo. Oz im lo yavin barishona yitzla ha-chisarn ba'atzmo. It must be me. The Yosef Ometz, Ligas Atzmo, V'yaz Yavin Bachrona. But if the Dvarim of the Rebbe, Kal Be'enav, he's going to say, oh, I don't understand it, forget it. He must be making something up, so that's why he wouldn't want to teach him in that case. That's why he asked him to hear, do a service for me. So he does it. So Amar Leis, he gives him an answer, and he quotes our Mishnah. Im Nenis B'Shalemis B'Shenenis. If the animal got benefit in Rishus HaRabim, even though he's Pater for Masik, he has to pay. So that was the conversation. Omar Rava, Kamalo Chali Velo Margish Gavra Demari Saye. Rava says that the rabbi who gave the answer, you know, has special siyata d'shmaya. There's such an obvious question that you could ask on that Mishnah that it's not comparable. But he has siyata d'shmaya, so he didn't think of the question right then. Diafa Gavlo Damila Masnison. Even though our question is not similar to the Mishnah Kiblamine, he still accepted it. Why? What's the difference? Hai Zenen of Zechaser. In our Mishnah, it's not Zenen of Zelochaser. He ate the guy's fruit in the street. Zenen of Zechaser. V'hai Zenen of Zelochaser. So what's the Gemara talking about? Rava says, right, that's such an obvious question. So the Gemara answers, V'rami bar Chama stam peiros b'rishas rab mafkuri mafkir lehu. Rami bar Chama must have felt that if somebody puts their fruit in the street, it's basically being mafkir them. So it's not really chaser. It's not really chaser, because he was already mafker them. Tosva says, not totally mafker them, because then, obviously, we wouldn't have to pay. He's not mamish mafker them, halachically, but enough mafker that it's irresponsible. He just leaves it there. You got to expect something to happen to it. But afkuri mafker lehu. What's the havamina? What was the havamina that, to compare, again, Rabbi Chama just said it, but Rabbi Parrot said, very interesting suggestion. you know, what would be, why would you have thought that this is Zenen of Zelo Chaser? Of course it's Chaser, Rabbeinu Peret says. But you might have said that there is a time lag. As the animal chews the food, it's Chaser. The Hana only happens when the animal swallows and eats the food. So maybe that's why there is chaser, there is hana'a, but maybe if there's a little few second time lag, or milliseconds, and that's the havamina, that it's zenen of zelo chaser, the hana'a doesn't cause the chaser mamish directly, there's a little time lag. Maybe that was the havamina, amazing havamina. Given the machayev l'shai mashenenis, imkein, hainu b'shas b'liasa, b'beis ha'bliya la'akar shabalatam ha'behema, to call them l'chem lo nenis men ahezek. And if you would spit him out, right, there wouldn't be anah, and there would still be chaser. That's what you see, that you could isolate the two factors. Okay, let's continue. Oh, there's so much here to talk about, but Rav Chisda was a Kohen. How could he use Rav Chisda to make him do shimush for him? Also, l'shtamish b'kohen. Maybe this is a raya that he could be mochel. Right, discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Chav Ches in Arachayim. Either way, so we have this question. So Zenen of Zolo Chaser. So our Mishnah was not a raya. It's not. Let's try to bring another Mishnah. The Mishnah from Baba Basra. Hamakav Chaver Mishalash Ruchosav. If somebody, I have a field, all my fields surround somebody who has fields in the inside. There's the makif and the nikaf. The makif is the one that, see the picture in Rashi, Reuven has three fields on the outside of Shimon's field. So a makif, chavir mishalash ruchosav, the gader, sorry, shon of esashinim eshashlishis. And Reuven, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat here. Reuven put a wall in between his field and Shimon's field on three sides. Ein mechayben oso. Shimon doesn't have to pay anything yet. Because it's still open on the fourth side. Haravias mechayben oso, but we're mashma, that if Reuven had built four fields, totally enclosing Shimon's field, then Shimon would have to chip in. Because now Shimon got benefit. Shma mina. Zenen of Zalach HaSachayiv. Oh, so you see, Zenen of Shimon got benefit, and Reuven wasn't losing anything, he was building his walls anyway, Chayiv. So you see, the Mishnah's mashma that he would have to chip in. Answer, no. That is a case of Chaser. That's not Zenen of Zelo Chaser, that is Chaser. Shiny awesome. To Amar Le, Agarantali Hakefa Yatera. No, Reuven says, no, you caused me extra walls. Hakefa Yatera, I wouldn't have had to do it for you. What's the Hakefa Yatera? Look at Rashi, right in the middle. Hakefa Yatera, Di'ilav Sada Shel Shimon, Bein Sadosav, if I wouldn't have Shimon's field between mine, Havisagi Le B'mechitzos Chitzonos. I would just need to build walls on the outside of my fields. Fabi kol sadosav gedurim, and then my fields would be surrounded. Hilka chaser hu bishvilo. That's why he caused me the chaser. That's Rashi Pshat. Tosfos does not think that that's what it says. Hakefa Yisera, what does that sound like? I have to build a little more because of you. Doesn't sound like I have to build totally new walls because of you. But that's Rashi Pshat. Tosfos says, no, we're talking about the outer fields. And it means that the outer walls have to be made wider because of Shimon's inside field. But the outer walls also protect Shimon's inner field from the outside. So Hakefa Yisera, according to Tosfos, just means the walls have to be a little bigger, not that you have to build totally new walls on the inside. So you look at Tosfos' shot, in Tosfos' at. Okay, no Raya, because that's a case of Chaser. Viter, Tashma. Amar Rabbi Yossi, im ama nikaf agadar as haravias, but if the nikaf, if Shimon came and then put up the fourth wall, after Reuven built the first three walls, magagan alav as hakol. Then we say, oh, you're happy about this, you built the fourth wall, then we make him chip in for all four walls. Taima the gadar nikaf. This is only, then we're medaik, if the nikaf did the fourth wall. Hamakiv pater, but if the Reuven had done all four walls, then he would be pater. Shma amina zenen of zalachazar pater. That there'll be a ride the other way. Right? If Reuven builds all the walls, he's going to be putter. Answer, again, no. Shiny Hassam, there is different. To Amar Le, because there Shimon has a good taina. What does he say? You know why I'm putter? Lididi sagi libin etirua barzusa. You build these fancy, tall, strong walls, I would have just taken some bushes. Meaning putter here doesn't mean totally putter. It means he'd have to pay for a basic level bushes wall. But more than that, he could say, I wasn't interested in this. I didn't need that level. Okay, Tashma. Weiter, next try. Mishnah in Baba Mitzia. Habayis for Ha'aliyah Shal Shnayim. One person lives on the bottom floor, one on the top floor. Shenaflu, the house falls down. Amar Baba Aliyah Baba Habayis, Liv knows. The Baba Aliyah says, let's build a house. I want to get my apartment back. V'huena Rotsa, and the downstairs guy does not want to build. Hari Baba Ha'aliyah Bona Habayis V'yoshiba. The upstairs guy can build the bottom floor and live there until the other guy says, okay, I'm ready to live, and then he'll pay for it, then he'll build the upstairs. So what do we mashma? Yitziosav huta machayev le. He only has to pay for the expenses of building the house. Balabayas. Machayev le balabayas. Haschara lo. But what about rent? Does he have to pay rent for the downstairs? Lo. Shmamina zenenav zalochaser pater. So again, Zenan of Zalachaser. The downstairs guy is not losing anything because he didn't want to build it in the first place. So this is the case of the guy's living there, Zenan of Zalachaser. So it's Shani Hassam. There again is different. Debesa la Aliyah Mishtabid. There is a special relationship, a shibud, that is created by the reality of the upstairs being on top of the downstairs. So he already has a special connection there. It's not just Stam, Zenana. No, I can't build my apartment because you don't build your apartment. So that's a different type of case. That's not a normal case of Zenene Vizelo Chaser. Finally, the last try. Tashma Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Av Zed Darba Chatzah Chaveiro Shalom Midaito. Tzorach Lalos Lo Schar. Somebody who lives in their friend's yard without asking. Tzorach Lalos Lo Schar. He says Beferish. Shma Mina Zenene Vizelo Chaser Chayiv. Right, this case of the house, of the upstairs, downstairs. He says chayiv in that case. So doesn't that prove chayiv? Zenen of Zola chaser? Gemara answers again, no. There it is chaser. Shiny awesome, mishum shachru risa da'ash yasa. Because of the blackening of the walls. When somebody moves into a new house, the usage dirties the walls. And therefore, that is chaser. Mashma, well, you can't wash it off. Because if you wash it off, maybe that's not called chaser. But it's Vashma, that's when you move into the house, that's what it's going to be enough considered chaser. Shalchu asa, no answer given. Shalchu abei Rabbi Ami, they ask Rabbi Ami this question. Omar, he answers, Chima asalo, ma chasro, ma ziko. Well, what loss did he cause him? What did he do to him? Right, which sounds like, you know, he's going to be putter. Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Omar nes yashiv badavar. Rabbi Chia bar Abba says, not sure. Got to think about this question. Hader shalchu akamed Rabbi Chia bar Abba. They sent him the same question again. You have an answer yet? Omar, kulei hai shalchli vazli. What, they keep sending me the question? Ilu ashkhi ba taima lo shalach nalu. If I get an answer, I'll let you know. Stop bothering me. I'll send you an answer when I get an answer. And it's my, then the Gemara says, Rav Kahana, Amar Yochanan, eino tzorach lahalos lo schar. Rav Yabava, Amar Yochanan, tzorach lahalos lo schar. Says machlokas amoraim, and the Gemara is going to go into, where do we see those shitos from? Again, a huge topic. You know, I'm sorry we can't go further into it. Just to end with one more, the Chashuke Chemed discusses the one case. Again, this comes up all the time. But this is one case. There's a guy who sells like a corner market, makolet, and he sells newspapers also. And after a while, he realized that people just come to the side to read the newspapers and not pay for them. So what he did was, he put up a thing, a protection that you couldn't read the newspapers from the outside. And, you know, everybody was upset. But he says, look, you know, you can't read the newspapers. They say, well, we're not going to buy them anyway. We wouldn't buy them, so you have to let us read them. Right? Zenene v'zelochaser. So they go to the question. So after a discussion, he says, Lamaisa, there are probably some people that would buy the newspaper if they couldn't read it. So Lamaisa, even for if one individual is Zenen of Zelochaser, for the group is Zenen of Zechaser. And therefore he has the right to do that protection because he is losing something overall. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Baruch Hashem, last year for now, here in Beit Shemesh, but Beit Hashem, we will continue in a kavua way next week in camp, and then Beit Hashem in 2 months we'll be back here. Okay, we'll stop here.